That'll do it for this hour. For Nicole Murray and Mike Gavin, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Well, I guess just hope for me if they're ever looking for somebody with, you know, humans with unusual faces.
Okay,
right?
Then.
Well, hey, today is Shakespeare's birthday. You know, William Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
It is National English Muffin Day. Maybe celebrating that. I don't know. World Book Day. If you'd rather watch the movie, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, me too. If you'd rather watch the movie, it's Movie Theater Day.
Okay.
And National Email Day. Kind of wish mine would be empty today.
Man, that is a lot, Jeff.
You like that?
No.
No.
Not much.
What's going on?
Well, a boil water notice issued for a portion of Tyler. I'll tell you all about that. And early voting kicked off in Texas yesterday. How about sports?
Well, some NBA teams moved to 2-0 in the playoffs. And some umpire drama on the diamond yesterday. How about the weather, Andrew?
We will see mostly sunny skies for our day on Tuesday with high temperatures climbing to the upper 70s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK. Meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thank you, sir. 53 degrees right now in Tyler, folks. It is 52 in Longview. Stay tuned for Andrew's complete forecast just after the top of the hour. Entertainment news, this day in history, and more. Local news in a couple of minutes. Fox News is next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 6 o'clock.
It's the same anger from California to Michigan to New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Anti-Israel protests on college campuses. That's at New York University, similar to the demonstrations at Columbia, where they're shifting to hybrid learning, allowing some to take classes remotely.
Pro-Palestinian protesters continue to cause disruptions, and Jewish students say they do not feel safe. Officials at New York University asked the NYPD to help disperse a large group of demonstrators who are calling on the school to divest from Israel. Police reportedly arrested nearly 50 people at Yale University after they refused to clear out an encampment there.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Former President Trump will be back in court this morning and may comment going in about it being political persecution, like he said when leaving yesterday.
This is a Biden witch hunt to keep me off the campaign trail.
This morning, the judge will consider the DA's claims that the former president has violated a gag order 10 times. It was imposed to restrict Trump comments about the case. He's charged with falsifying records and payments to keep an alleged affair quiet in 2016.
The hearing follows the first witness, Trump friend and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Prosecutors expect will later today outline for the jury what they say was the illegal scheme to sway the 2016 presidential election for the president by burying negative stories about Trump. But Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, said those type of non-disclosure agreements are legal.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court. The Senate will vote today on the foreign aid bill the House passed Saturday. 61 of the $95 billion would go to additional military assistance for Ukraine in the war against Russia. But Republican Senator Rick Scott wants his party to block the aid, telling Fox our top priority should be stopping illegal immigration.
Look, I want Ukraine to win. I want Russia to lose. But I want a secure southern border.
A disaster in Malaysia. Two military helicopters collided in midair, killing 10 people. The debris crashed onto the ground, injuring a swimmer in a pool. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time 6:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. A portion of Tyler is still dealing with a water main break.
On Monday, Tyler Water Utilities identified a significant break in a water main located at 2025 South Southwest Loop 323. This break resulted in the depletion of water tanks on the west side of town, causing water shortages and low water pressure in many households and businesses.
And a boil water notice was issued for a portion of West Tyler yesterday afternoon by Tyler Water Utilities. Now there's much, much more at KTBB.com. The Longview Fire Department says in a Facebook post that it found candy that tested positive for fentanyl.
The fire department shared a photo of the candy found in Longview that was cut into uneven blue or green pieces, some of them striped with white. The post advises anyone who ingests fentanyl or knows someone who did to call 911. Signs of opioid overdose include pinpoint pupils, slow or weak breathing, clammy or discolored skin, losing consciousness, and choking or gurgling sounds.
John Mark Dempsey reporting. Polls open across Texas for early voting.
Check your county for exact locations and times for early voting because there are new laws in place that determine when polls will be open. Early voting runs through Tuesday, April 30th, so there's plenty of time for you to cast your ballot before Election Day. You will need a state-approved ID to vote. They include a Texas driver's license, a U.S. passport, a U.S. citizenship card with a photo, a DPS-issued ID or election certificate, a Texas handgun license, or a U.S. military ID with a photo. Election Day is Saturday, May 4th. Polls across the state will be open from 7 to 7 on Election Day.
Susan Darwin reporting. Dallas's AT&T is facing a class action lawsuit.
The plaintiffs are claiming negligence and breach of contract because of that data breach that hit more than 73 million customers. That hack exposed names, addresses, phone numbers, and social security numbers. Those hackers auctioned off that database in August of 2021. The suit says AT&T never investigated that data breach for 3 years. Since then, AT&T offered a year of credit monitoring, ID theft protection, and up to $1 million in coverage if anyone goes through ID theft.
Campbell Reed reporting. The self-checkout lane may soon be a thing of the past.
Retailers faced with growing shoplifting looking to close those self-checkout lanes that have become increasingly common. Professor Thomas McMillan, who heads the Center for Retailing Studies at Texas A&M, says some younger shoppers like them, so this shift has become a delicate balance.
If Walmart reports out results that it's positive, I think you'll see more follow the leader.
Walmart announced this month they're phasing out the self-checkouts at stores in St. Louis. This comes after a decision by Dollar General, which is returning to regular checkouts at thousands of locations.
Michael Board reporting, and a popular game being played by some middle and high school students may get someone killed.
The senior assassin game is a form of tag. It involves students using geolocation to find, then eliminate their peers with water guns or other harmless means. While it's not illegal, Gainesville Police Chief Kevin Phillips said it could very likely get someone killed because they're mainly playing in the nighttime hours.
Obviously, people walking around in, you know, dark clothing with face mask on and carrying what in the dark could appear to be a weapon, that's very dangerous.
Phillips is asking parents to have a direct conversation with their kids about the potential dangers associated with this game.
Melanie Brown reporting from the Original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and a good morning to you, East Texas. On this Tuesday, it is April the 23rd. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. We are glad to be riding along with you this morning and, as always, bringing you all the latest in news, sports, and weather. That complete forecast, by the way, is coming your way next from KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet. We're glad you're tuned in with us. KTBB News Time, 6:06.
License number 4214C.
Fort Asheville here with AC Contractors. Was one of my do-or-die guys, Ace.
Ire!
I'm afraid to ask anymore.
It's a bird call, Mr. D.
Uh-huh. What kind of bird?
I'm calling all the early birds out there to take advantage of the special price on our premium AC tune-up.
Only $89 for a limited time.
And when you do, you're going to be singing, Ire!
Air. Now I get it.
But if you miss out and you go to turn on your AC and nothing happens, you'll be singing a different tune.
How's that song go, Ace?
Oh, I don't think this radio station can play a song like that, Mr. D. It's got a lot of bad words.
Oh, then folks better get while the getting's good. This premium AC tune-up is comprehensive. Look online at accontractors.com.
And your little nest will stay cool all summer.
For just $89.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. Ire.
AC Contractors.
Sister to Sister cookies are the best homemade cookies from the bakery made in Tyler and voted best in Tyler. And Sister to Sister cookies are now in their new, bigger, better location at 135 Shelley Drive in Tyler, a block off Broadway across from First Christian Church. Sister to Sister cookies are hand scooped and fresh baked daily from scratch with no preservatives. Look for the red box. They come in 8 flavors plus a new seasonal flavor each month. And their newest product will make your mouth water. Take and bake Sister to Sister cookie dough. The family recipe is available for home baking at Fresh, Brookshire's, and Super One stores, or at their new location on Shelley Drive across from First Christian Church. Hand-scooped, fresh-made daily, sister-to-sister cookies. Come inside the Shelley Drive Bakery or pull into their convenient drive-thru. Look for the red box in the frozen food section at East Texas Brookshire's, Fresh, and Super One stores. Sister-to-sister cookies on the web at sister2sistercookies.com. That's sister, the number 2, sistercookies.com.
Your KTBB News Time at 6:08 on this Tuesday morning. And good morning to you, East Texas. Hope that yours is going well so far. Let's take a look at our weather forecast, see how it's going to go the rest of the day. And with that, here is meteorologist Andrew Sammets.
We are going to see mostly sunny skies for our day on Tuesday with a few more clouds this afternoon, especially out in deep East Texas. We are going to see those high temperatures climb into the upper 70s out there with breezier conditions. Winds out of the south at 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 miles per hour at times today. For tonight, we are going to see partly cloudy skies with temperatures dropping down to the lower 60s. Winds overnight tonight out of the south at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the day on Wednesday, we are going to see partly cloudy skies out there with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly north of Interstate 20 in the afternoon. High temperatures climb into the low to mid 80s, and it will be a lot more humid out there for the day on Wednesday with winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the day on Thursday, we dry out, but high temperatures stay warm in the low to mid 80s. Winds out of the south on Thursday at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KATK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. And folks, it is 53 degrees right now over the Rose Garden Center, 52 degrees over Maud Cobb Activity Center, and 53 at KTBB. The headlines with Melissa coming up next. KTBB News Time 6:10.
You know all those stories you hear about remodeling contractors, how they're impossible to track down, don't return your calls, and you find yourself running your own project? Mike Ayer from Rebath here, and I absolutely promise that will never happen when you hire us to remodel your bathroom. We go overboard when it comes to communication. First, we assign a dedicated customer service rep who's available at any time to answer any question. Then we set up a group text that includes 7 Rebath folks who are directly involved in your job, including an owner of the company, the production manager, and the installer, who are posting updates and who will respond to any questions that you have. The bottom line is you will never, ever, ever, never wonder what's happening. Get started on your bathroom remodel today by going to rebath.com or call us at 844-9-REBATH. That's 844-9-REBATH or online at rebath.com.
Don't let the last chance to lock in 0% financing and 2023 pricing slip through your hands. Call Rebath now.
Make your dreams come true at Stereo and Video Center. Don't miss your favorite sports or your favorite shows and movies. Great entertainment and technology at home, your patio, your car, and your boat, you name it. It's just a click away at StereoVideoCenter.com, South Broadway, Tyler. The Stereo and Video Center professionals are ready to help you create a family room, man cave, or whatever you call that special place anywhere in East Texas. You and your family and friends can watch the big games and feel like you're right there. See your favorite movie or listen to the best music. Building a new home or looking to improve the one you currently live in, Stereo and Video Center puts home surveillance, networking, automation, smart lighting, and more just a touch away. And they offer motorized solar and bug screens for outdoor living spaces. Plus the best window tinting in East Texas for your car, truck, or SUV. It's all there at Stereo and Video Center, South Broadway, Tyler. For over 50 years, expect the best. Stereo and Video Center and StereoVideoCenter.com.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your elite Kubota dealer. It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that will make your neighbors extremely envious. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA, and get the year's best deals like 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off on the L3302 tractor. That's at Athens Tractor or online at AthensTractor.com. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
KTBB News Time, 6:12, 52 degrees in Longview, 53 degrees in Tyler, and a good Tuesday morning to you, East Texas. Hope your morning is going great. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Global markets are mostly higher after U.S. stocks clawed back some of their losses from last week. U.S. futures were mixed and oil prices rose. From the war in Ukraine to a years-long battle over tech, the Secretary of State has a lot to talk about on his trip to China. Alleged Chinese espionage in the European Parliament. Protests continuing to break out on college campuses as many call for an end to the Israel-Hamas war. A key battleground state holds its primary today. And the hush money trial against former President Trump continues today. But first, he'll find out a possible penalty for violating his gag order. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Hard to believe that one, right? Sports coming up next, folks. KTVB News Time, 6:13.
Heads up for all you bosses out there. You probably have an assistant who makes your life easier and keeps it going behind the scenes. This is for you. When Wednesday, April 24th is Administrative Assistance Day, and if you're like me, you need all the help you can get. Show your administrative assistant, your right-hand person, or whatever you call them, just how much you appreciate what they mean to you with a great gift from Sweet Gourmet in Tyler's French Quarter. Sweet Gourmet can put together a gift at any price. They have the largest assortment of chocolates, coffees, teas, yes, teas for those who love it. Sweet Gourmet is a huge assortment. Also, for those who love to cook, Sweet Gourmet's olive oil and balsamic vinegar bar. It's a wow, and the selection is endless. Maybe a candle from Tyler Candle Company. It's a favorite all over the country, not just here. How about jelly beans? Yep, jelly beans, candy, beautiful kitchen towels, or French cheese sets. The list is endless, and you know they deserve it. Administrative Assistance Day, April 24th. Shop the Sweet Gourmet in Tyler's French Quarter and online at sweetgourmetonline.com.
Name a bug, any bug, pest, or insect, and we can take care of it.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Pest control starting at $29 a month.
Fleas, fire ants, wasps, spiders, roaches, bed bugs, mosquitoes, and the big bully, termites. Never had termites? Keep it that way. With Centricon, the number one brand for termite protection. Bundle your Centricon protection and save.
Lane Pest Control customers earn up to $150 credit when you refer a new customer to us.
Homes, offices, restaurants, apartments, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, warehouses, industrial.
Discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military. Tyler, Lindale, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time, 6:15, 53 degrees. Time now for sports. The Dallas Stars hosted the Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights for their first playoff action last night.
Eichel gets it on the right, rink wide left. McNabb shoots and scores! A drive from high on the left side gets through Ottinger, and the Knights have a 4-2 lead.
The Stars tried to rally in the final period, but they fell to the champs 4-3 in the first matchup of that series. NBA postseason action rolled on last night as well. The Nuggets and Lakers tied with just 13 seconds left on the clock.
He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray got it to Hard. Denver bounced the comeback.
Jamal Murray struggled, missing 13 of his first 16 shots, but hit when it mattered. He poured in points in the final quarter, and that winning shot helped Denver bounce back from a halftime deficit. The win sealed a 2-0 series advantage for Denver. Philly's Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid, meanwhile, combined for 71 against the Knicks, while Jalen Brunson had a rough night, shooting even as he led New York with 24. The Knicks trailed by 5 in the final 30 seconds, then scored some key buckets.
DiVincenzo, three-pointer, no good. Hartenstein, the offensive rebound. He kicks it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo again. Knocked down! Knicks lead! 13 seconds to go!
The Knicks moved to 2-0 with the 104-101 win. In the other game, the Orlando Magic shot just 36% against Cleveland Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell putting up 23 points. Jared Allen had 20 boards for Cleveland as the Cavs led it start to finish. They also have a 2-0 series lead with the 96-86 win. Tonight, it's Suns at Wolves, Pacers at Bucks, and the Mavs are at the Clippers. A strange moment in Big League Baseball yesterday.
It's embarrassing. It really is a bad, it's embarrassing. I kind of gave him a thumbs up and stood down. I mean, look, I think everyone saw what happened.
Well, here's what happened. Just 5 pitches into the Yankees matchup with the A's, New York batter Estuary Ruiz was hit on the back foot by a pitch. Asking for clarification after a delayed call, Yankee skipper Aaron Boone approached the home plate umpire, who warned him not to speak another word. Boone retreated to the dugout, but a fan sitting nearby yelled something, and the plate ump ejected Boone. The Yanks lost 2-0. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time, 6:18.
Guess what time it is?
It's time to plan your summer fun at Splash Kingdom Water Park, where you'll have more time for fun, family, friends, thrills, chills, and more. More time for everything. Visit any one of our four parks in Canton, Greenville, Hudson Oaks, or Nacogdoches, where you'll find shorter lines and less wait times, so you can do the things you came for. Make time to get your season passes now at splashkingdom.fun. Plan your summer fun now at splashkingdom.fun. Opens May 25th.
Is that a new desk or a used desk? Is that a new or used conference room table? We're asked that a lot at Office Barn and Tyler, because it's often hard to tell. New, gently used, and factory closeout office furniture purchased by the container and truckloads.
Those large quantities allow OB to buy direct from many manufacturers. No middlemen.
Office Barn's low pricing is why we have customers across the USA. Next day delivery and assembly in East Texas.
We're a combination of an online warehouse with a local showroom, almost as big as a football field.
Starting at $50. More desks than the Pentagon. 5,000 chairs in stock. Filing cabinets, keyboard trays, lamps and decor, cubicles, chair mats, lobby furniture. Text us or call us. It's the same number.
Veteran owned and American made, Rhino Gun Safes. 50 in stock. Office Barn delivers and moves gun safes.
On Highway 69, between Tyler and Lindale, across from the big, big American flag. Office Barn.
Fire threatens everything in its path. When it threatens our nation and our communities, we respond. We bring the fight to the front line. The Army National Guard stands ready to face the dangers of Mother Nature and protect our homes and our neighbors. We will always be there when your community needs us the most. Discover more about all the ways you can serve part-time in your community by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your Money Now is coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the right workers' comp partner for your business. 53 degrees right now in Tyler. It is 52 degrees in Longview. KTBB News Time, 620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Billionaire donors like Robert Kraft and Leon Cooperman are weighing their support for Columbia University amid rising tensions over pro-Palestinian protests and reports of anti-Semitic speech. Kraft said he is not comfortable supporting Columbia until the administration takes harsher action against the demonstrations. Cooperman said he is uncomfortable with the situation, but still plans to continue his contributions to Columbia's business school. The FTC has sued to block Tapestry's $8.5 billion acquisition of Capri Holdings. Regulators say the deal would put six major brands under a single company, which includes Tapestry's Coach, Kate Spade, Jimmy Choo, Michael Kors, and more. The FTC said the combined company would harm shoppers and employees because of anti-competitive practices. The deal was expected to close this year. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Any optical shop can fill a prescription. The optical shop at iCare Associates offers more.
I would say if anything was substantially better, it would be the people taking care of you that we have here.
iCare Associates of East Texas optical shop manager, Mike Pruitt.
We've seen a lot. I mean, employees that have been with me as long as they've been with us, they've been and seen so much over all the years and learned so much that they pretty well can help a patient with any kind of problem they have. I think we actually go over and above on our customer service. And I try not to let anybody ever go out the door that I haven't gone as far as I can to make sure they're happy.
No matter who wrote your eyeglasses or contacts prescription, Get it filled by the experts at the Optical Shop at Eye Care Associates of East Texas. The Eye Care Associates Optical Shop is located on East 5th Street in Tyler, a block inside Loop 323. They're online at eyecaretyler.com. Eye Care Associates of East Texas, where they're proud to say, we care. You'll see.
KTBB News Time, 6:23, 52 degrees in Longview, 53 in Tyler.
An update to a story we brought you 2 years ago about a controversial group of illegal immigrants.
The migrants were solicited in San Antonio by a woman promising a trip to the Massachusetts tourist town of Martha's Vineyard. There would be jobs and housing. It turned out to be a scam. 2 years later, the men and women are getting visas. Attorney Rachel Self says it's a special visa meant for crime victims.
These people were victimized and appear eligible for a U visa.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took credit for the stunt, but he denies any foul play. The migrants all signed releases, he said. The incident is still being investigated by the sheriff in San Antonio and the district attorney.
Michael Board reporting a mistrial declared in the trial of an Arizona rancher charged in the death of a migrant on his property.
Jurors in Santa Cruz County failed to reach a verdict on whether to convict George Allen Kelly of second-degree murder or lesser charges. Defense attorneys said the 75-year-old was in a life-or-death situation, hearing a shot before opening fire on his Keno Springs area cattle ranch, fatally shooting a 48-year-old Mexican national. Prosecutors argued he recklessly fired an AK-47 rifle toward a group of migrants who were 100 yards away, striking the unarmed man and never told officials he feared for his life. A status hearing is set for April 29th, where prosecutors could act on retrying Kelly.
And that is Kristen Goodwin reporting. The mother of a murder victim is outraged. The killer only got 5 years in prison after admitting to shooting her son.
On February 7th, 2022, Elaine Williams lost her only son, Jerry and Maxie. He was shot to death by a 41-year-old Cedar Hill man named Marcus Branch outside the Sidebar Tavern on Howell Street in the uptown part of Dallas. After pleading guilty to murder, Branch was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Williams cannot believe Branch got such a small sentence.
My only child, I have no grandbabies. I won't be able to see a wedding, regardless if I did have that or if I had even six kids. But I feel like that, you know, his life was only worth 5 years. I feel like that a dog's life is more valuable than a human's life, at least my son.
Branch had told his friends that the two had been arguing and it turned into a fight with Maxie taking a swing. Branch said he shot in self-defense.
LP Phillips reporting, there isn't a state that's more walkable than Texas.
A new Texas study finds three Texas cities make the top 15 of the most friendly walking cities in the country. The researchers looked at walking distances between each city's main tourist attractions to see which are the most friendly to your feet. Chicago finished at the top of the list. Nashville came in second. Dallas, third place. You can see all five of its main tourist attractions and use only 41 minutes, a total of 1.7 miles. Austin came in eighth, while San Antonio is 11th. The least walkable city, Orlando.
Camel Reed reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 626.
Hi, it's Bill Coates, and I'm here with Matt Flannery of the East Texas law firm of Grant & Flannery. Matt, it's true, isn't it, that a lot of personal injury law firms are more focused on total case volume than they are individual case outcomes?
There are law firms out there that they just get all the cases in they can, and it doesn't really matter what they settle them for, because they got such a volume of them. They're still, these law firms are still going to make a bunch of money. They know that. We take a different approach. We don't take as many cases as some other firms do, but we get to help a lot of people anyway, and then we maximize the recovery we get for each one of these people when they come to us. That's kind of one of the reasons why people come to us.
If you're injured and in need of legal representation, not all personal injury law firms are the same. Call the East Texas law firm of Grant and Flannery for a no-cost consultation. Matt Flannery and Darren Grant are certified in personal injury trial law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. They're online at gftexas.com.
Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. I'm here with Jeff Feliciano, Executive Vice President at Feliciano Financial Group in Tyler. Jeff, you and your brother Jose emphasize a team approach to retirement planning, and you believe that one key member of that team should be a CPA. Why?
Yeah, I mean, you want, you know, I mean, part of creating
creating wealth is what? Reducing taxes. Am I saving money the most tax efficient way? Am I accumulating money the most tax efficient way? When I get to a point down the road and I start taking income, what buckets do I pull from? What investment vehicles do I pull from with the mindset of how do I do it the most tax efficient way? You know, there's only two truths, right? Death and taxes.
Thank you, Jeff. The retirement planning professionals at Feliciano Financial will be happy to sit down with you and show you how their team approach can help you win at retirement. Visit FelicianoFinancial.com to book a no-obligation, no-pressure appointment. Investment advisory services offered through Lion Street Advisors, LLC. FelicianoFinancial.com.
Are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you. For over a decade, they've successfully helped over 20,000 owners get out. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, customer service is their priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, call 844-284-4864. That's 844-284-4864 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
The Texas Broadcast Museum has a world-class collection of exhibits from the golden age of radio and television, and it's located in Kilgore. Highlights include the Lee Harvey Oswald TV camera, a restored 1949 Dumont telecruiser, an original ESPN mobile unit, a complete radio studio, and a fully functional TV news studio. Make plans to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in Kilgore. Open Fridays and Saturdays 10 to 5, and other days by appointment for groups of 10 or more. Look for us online at TexasBroadcastMuseum.com.
KTBB News Time, 629, 53 degrees. Melissa, what's the latest in entertainment?
Two of Hollywood's biggest rivals sit down for a new documentary.
TMZ presents Arnold and Sly, Rivals, Friends, Icons. It'll premiere at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. The show features a sit-down interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, recalling how the two of them exploded in Hollywood at the same time as huge action stars, and how that set up a fierce off-screen rivalry.
As soon as I saw him, like bang, two alphas hitting.
This is the beginning of the battle.
The two sit down with Harvey Levin and discuss the stories behind some of their biggest roles and how this battle led to two icons forever being friends and brothers in arms.
A country music star back performing after a brush with the law.
Wallen performed 25 songs during the stadium show in Oxford, Mississippi. During his nearly two-hour set, the country music star even alluded to the incident but did not speak to it directly. However, he did make a statement on Friday apologizing for his behavior and assuring fans there would be no changes to his tour. Wallen was in between dates on his One Night at a Time tour when the incident occurred at Eric Church's newly opened bar in Honky Tonk Chiefs. He was accused of throwing a chair from the sixth-floor rooftop of the bar and was arrested on three felony charges.
She's talking about Morgan Wallen there. That's Michelle Polino. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit GraysTyler.com. 53 degrees at 630.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Police swept the campus of NYU last night, arresting pro-Palestinian protesters. The sentiment, though, sweeping college campuses. Others were arrested at Yale, and Columbia's classes are going to be hybrid for the rest of the semester. Harvard Yard shut to the public yesterday. Former President Donald Trump returning to court today in his hush money case.
This is a Biden witch hunt.
Mr. Trump speaking yesterday, his press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, on Fox's Hannity.
There is no crime that brought this case to this courtroom. It would have been laughed out of any other courtroom in America if not being brought by far-left district attorney Alvin Bragg, overseen by a Democrat judge who donated money to Joe Biden's campaign.
A judge is also going to decide if the former president violated the gag order. The DA claims he did so 10 times. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time, 6:31, temperature 53 degrees.
America, then and now. A daily look at our unique heritage. In a moment, the origins of the U.S. Army Reserve. More after this.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, and this is America Then and Now. On this day in 1809, President Theodore Roosevelt signed Senate Bill 1424, authorizing the creation of the Medical Reserve Corps, the first organization eventually leading to the current-day United States Army Reserve. The reserves began with the commissioning of 160 medical officers in June of 1908 and now consists of approximately 200,000 active members. And today is the birthday of James Buchanan, the 15th president of the United States, born in Pennsylvania in 1791, the last president to have been born prior to 1800. Buchanan was elected president in 1856 when tensions between the northern and southern states were reaching a fever pitch. Buchanan is typically seen by historians as one of the lowest-ranked presidents due to failing to deal with the growing secession movement in the South. During the carriage ride to Abraham Lincoln's inauguration in 1861, Buchanan reportedly told Lincoln, "If you are as happy entering the presidency as I am leaving it, then you are a very happy man." And that is America Then and Now. I'm Dusty Baker.
Lainey Mobley has three good reasons for coming to Charmin Sewing Center.
Number one, I love it. Number two, I love the people. And number three, they're all very creative.
Lainey really loves to sew.
My daughters tease me about having a sewing machine in every room, and I use them all for different things.
For Lainey, it's the people at Charmin's that make the difference.
They're wonderful. They're very knowledgeable. I love them. They're very helpful. They're very creative. And I like to create my own designs and my own quilts and put together my colors. And they're very good at offering all of that advice.
For fabric, thread, patterns, notions, and the top names in sewing, like Brother, Pfaff, and Baby Lock, Lainey Mobley chooses Charmin Sewing Center. You should too. Charmin Sewing Center is on Judson Road at Johnston Street in Longview. They're online at charminsewingcenter.com. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Charmin's Sewing Center.
Thinking about college? At TJC, you'll receive an excellent education along with an exceptional student experience. TJC brings both quality and affordability to meet the educational and training demands of their students. With more than 115 programs and certificates, they provide options for everyone. The door to your future is always open at TJC, and your opportunities are endless. Visit tjc.edu for more information. That's tjc.edu.
KTBB News Time, 635, 52 degrees right now in Longview, 53 degrees in Tyler. Folks, stay tuned for a complete weather forecast coming your way in about 6 minutes. Right now, it's time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. A Dallas man has been arrested in connection to a shooting at a party that killed one woman and injured eight more.
Christopher Jones has been arrested and charged with deadly conduct and possession of meth. The shooting on Collins Avenue happened in the early hours of April 14th when a large party had moved into the street. Investigators say one person began firing shots into the crowd, then others began shooting back. Nine people were hit in the shooting, including 21-year-old Carisha Bradford, who died. Police believe Jones fired his gun into the air at some point during the night and believe the shooting was gang-related. Jones is also facing charges out of Tarrant County for engaging in organized criminal activity.
Austin York reporting, the Senate preparing to vote on a bill that could lead to the banning of social media app TikTok in the U.S.
The Senate expected to begin the voting process on the bill, so this could be something Biden signs into law this week. And if he does, it starts the clock on TikTok, a one-year deadline for its parent company ByteDance to sell to a U.S. company or face a ban. The new version of the bill the Senate will vote on extended the timeline from 6 months to a year, and the White House says they support it. China insists that ByteDance will not divest TikTok while the company is going through internal changes after their efforts to kill the bill seem to have failed completely. TikTok's general counsel, Eric Anderson, who was tasked with working with the U.S. government to address any national security concerns, is stepping down. A TikTok spokesperson saying that he wasn't fired and he's not leaving right away.
Hillary Vaughn reporting, two of the 10 best places to find a new job in the U.S. are in Texas.
This comes from the Wall Street Journal. It looked at unemployment, the size of the labor force, and salaries. Austin finished seventh best as a hub for money services and big businesses. Dallas-Fort Worth is 10th because it's a center of tech, financial services, and the defense industry. The best place to find a new job right now is Salt Lake City. Then three cities in Florida follow behind: Jacksonville, Orlando, and Tampa. Oklahoma City rounds out the top five.
Campbell Reed reporting, Supreme Court justices are considering a city's ability to crack down on homeless people sleeping outside in public.
Attorney Kelsey Corcoran says a camping ban ordinance in Grant Pass, Oregon, amounts to cruel and unusual punishment.
The ordinances, by design, make it physically impossible for homeless people to live in Grants Pass without facing endless fines and jail time.
But justices appeared split. Chief Justice John Roberts questioned if the court should weigh in on competing policy priorities.
Do you build the homeless shelter or do you take care of the lead pipes? What is there aren't isn't enough fire protection? Which one do you prioritize?
Justice Elena Kagan suggested if a homeless person has nowhere to go, sleeping in public is like breathing in public. A decision is expected before the court's term ends this summer.
Jared Halpern with that report. And Lyndale police say a pedestrian was killed while crossing Highway 69 near I-20 on Friday night. According to our news partner, KETK, 60-year-old Bill Darling of Oregon was hit by a truck as he crossed the highway. Officers said Darling died at the scene. Lyndale PD is continuing their investigation into the incident. From the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center, I'm Melissa Cox. Kaiser.
Not all the news is serious. Tune in for The Other Side of the News with Melissa Kaiser. Weekdays at 7:29 a.m. on KTBB.
Folks, no matter where you go, you can take KTBB with you. Download the KTBB mobile app, pair your mobile device with your car's Bluetooth system, and listen live anywhere you drive. The app is free for Apple and Android, brought to you by Kelly Community Federal Credit Union, online at kellycommunity.org. Stay tuned for a complete weather forecast coming to you next. KTBB News Time, 6:39.
Texas weather is getting more unpredictable by the day, and you depend on the power to your family's home or business. When the power goes out, you lose food, internet, life-saving equipment, and the ability to keep your family safe, warm, and dry. You can do all these things with a home standby generator from Gentech Alternative Power Solutions. But nothing is ever 100% certain, right? That's why the staff that installs and services your reserve power should be as reliable as your backup power. Any company can sell you a generator, but Gentech prides itself on service after the sale. If, God forbid, you ever have an issue with anything Gentech sells, just pick up the phone anytime and give them a call. Gentech offers Kohler, Briggs & Stratton, Generac, and Aurora generators. Visit them at GentechAPS.com. That's GentechAPS.com. When your home and family are on the line, depend on your friendly neighborhood generator guy. GentechAPS.com. GentechAPS.com.
Okay, so what to do with a nice weather afternoon? Where to meet your spouse or friends after work? Well, it's simple. The patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. Now, this patio isn't just any patio. The Grand Tasting Room patio overlooks some of the prettiest real estate in East Texas. Where an especially beautiful part of the Keepersall Vineyard slopes gently down a picturesque hill. You take this visual treat, add in Keepersall's just-released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or, if you prefer white, Keepersall's just-released 2023 Texas Vit, grab a light bite to eat, and you and those close to you will enjoy a thoroughly lovely spring afternoon. It's not for nothing that Keepersall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. So to do all of this, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.
KTBB News Time, 6:41. Let's take a look at the weather forecast now with KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see mostly sunny skies for our day on Tuesday, with high temperatures climbing into the upper 70s out there. So it is going to be a warmer day than yesterday, and we'll see a few more clouds this afternoon than yesterday as well, especially out in Deep East Texas. Winds today will be out of the south at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour, so we'll be a bit breezy, and that south wind will help transport increasing humidity across the area, especially noticeable by Tuesday evening and through the overnight hours tonight. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight into early Wednesday morning as temperatures drop down to the lower 60s, so a lot warmer heading out the door Wednesday. Winds out of the south overnight at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the day on Wednesday, we are going to see partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and a thunderstorm or two, mainly north of Interstate 20. Severe weather is not expected. High temperatures on Wednesday, climb into the low to mid 80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. And folks, it is currently 52 degrees over First Methodist Church of Longview, 53 degrees over Marvin Methodist Church, and 53 at KTBB. The latest in sports news coming up next. KTBB News Time, 6:43.
For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in the winter and cool in the summer. TDI is once again an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. The hottest of our Texas summers can be brutal, but a TDI train home will stay cool. Right now, TDI is offering a $99.95 spring tune-up special. They also repair fireplaces, install new ones on remodels, or sell gas logs. You can get no interest on approved equipment with a new train system and be ready for East Texas weather extremes before they come with a TDI all-seasonal energy agreement. A TDI train home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. And now is the time to let TDI Air Conditioning, your local independent train dealer, help you enjoy the comfort you deserve with a new zero-interest train high-efficiency heating and cooling system on approved equipment, plus the $99.95 spring tune-up special. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. TDI is an exclusive train dealer for residential and commercial construction and refrigeration. TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number A906C.
There's trouble everywhere.
It's never been like this.
Ever.
So thanks for taking us along on the ride. But take us home, too.
There's a lot of meat on this bone.
Don't fall out of the loop when you're in Off the Loop. Listen to KTBB on Alexa. Just say, Alexa.
Hi there.
Play KTBB.
You only have to tell me once.
This is really, really important.
Playing KTBB.
KTBB on Alexa is powered by Choice Hospice. Your choice for hospice care in East Texas.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
KTBB News Time, 6:45, 53 degrees. Time now for a look at sports. Postseason action in the NBA last night included the Magic and the Cavs.
4 on the clock, splits a double team, gave it to Strus, left a corner, Okoro. Perfect on the three ball.
Cleveland got 23 from Donovan Mitchell, while Jared Allen grabbed 20 rebounds. Orlando put up just 36% shooting, and the Cavs led all the way to the 96-86 win. Against the Sixers, Jalen Brunson led the Knicks.
Brunson on the right wing, guarded tightly by Buddy Hield. Crosses over around Paul Reed, flips it up, and in, off the glass, and the Knicks lead 68-67.
New York rallied in the final 30 seconds for the 104-101 win. Anthony Davis and Nikola Jokic led the Lakers and Nuggets, respectively, in a game that was tied with just 13 seconds left. Denver's Jamal Murray hit a jumper for the win, a jumper he didn't even see.
Well, I mean, I jumped pretty high. I faded a lot, and I just lost my balance and fell. And I just saw the ball over the rim. I think AD was in my way, or somebody was in my way. And I just heard everybody scream. That's how I know it went in. So it was a pretty cool moment.
Final score there, 101-99, as Murray redeemed himself after a pretty rough night of shooting. Tonight it's Suns and Wolves, Pacers and Bucks, Mavs and Clippers. I hope they kept the snack bars open for this high school baseball game over the weekend.
Midland and Odessa needed 2 days and 23 innings to complete their matchup, with first pitch on Friday night. Midland beat Odessa 4-3 on Saturday in one of the longest games in prep sports history. Both teams spent more than 6.5 hours on the diamond and combined to throw 602 pitches. The game started Friday night at Odessa's home field, but was called due to darkness in the 14th inning and went over to Midland's diamond on Saturday. Midland won after a successful squeeze bunt in the top of the 23rd inning and shut out Odessa in the bottom half.
That is Joe Morgan. In the big leagues yesterday, Yankees manager Aaron Boone was ejected just five pitches into a matchup with the A's. A fan from behind the dugout yelled something with the plate umpire, believing the comment came from Boone himself. New York lost the game 2-0. Among the other winners yesterday were the Phillies, Pirates, Tigers, Braves, Blue Jays, Twins, Cardinals, Padres, Orioles, and Giants. The Rangers start a 9-game homestand tonight with a matchup against the Mariners. The Astros visit the Cubs in Chicago. And in the NHL playoffs, the Stars hosted the Stanley Cup champion Golden Knights yesterday. Dallas was chasing the whole game after Vegas scored three first-period goals. The Knights got to goalie Jake Oettinger, who finished with 11 saves. A third-period rally falling short. The Stars dropped the first one to the champs 4-3. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time, 6:48.
It's your world. Make it your own. With heating and air for business and home.
Texas weather. You just can't depend on it. So it's nice to know, hot or cold, that you can depend on Tyler Weathermakers. From a heating or cooling tune-up to the design and installation of a Carrier residential or commercial system, depend on Tyler Weathermakers. Tyler Weathermakers offers free estimates on all equipment purchases, free one-year labor warranty, service on all makes and models, 24-hour emergency service, and over 50 years of dependability to East Texas. Tyler Weathermakers and Carrier. Whether you like it hot or whether you like it cold, Tyler Weathermakers and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
We make you feel good inside. Tyler Weathermakers.
Visit TylerWeathermakers.com.
If you own property, you know that comes with a lot of challenges, but overpaying on property tax shouldn't be one of them. Hi folks, Jeff Rourke here. Let me tell you about a company called Ownwell. That's O-W-N-W-E-L-L. They believe that when it comes to paying your property tax, you should only pay what's fair. Did you know you can fight for fair property taxes and save thousands of dollars every year? But you need some help to guide you through the process. Ownwell has experience and can navigate the process for you. Sign up with Ownwell in less than 3 minutes and with no upfront costs, and you'll have access to their team of experts and cutting-edge technology. 86% of Ownwell's customers save on their property taxes, an average savings of over $1,100. Ownwell includes local tax experts, cutting-edge technology, and best-in-class customer support, along with no upfront cost and a savings or free guarantee. That means if you don't save, you don't pay. See their happy customer reviews and sign up today at ownwell.com. O-W-N-W-E-L-L.com. Ownwell.com. Start saving today.
From the Hall Buick GMC Hall Has an All Studio, Your Money Now is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the right workers' comp partner for your business. 52 degrees in Longview, 53 degrees in Tyler, KTBB News Time, 6:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oracle has privately met with Senate aides about their data housing agreement with TikTok after a bill that could ban the social media app in the U.S. passed the House last month. Oracle met with a mix of staffers from the Senate Commerce Committee and Senate Intelligence Committee to discuss efforts to house U.S. TikTok users' data on Oracle cloud servers. Analysts say if the social media app is banned, Oracle could face financial headwinds. According to Oxford Economics, global food prices are expected to decline this year, offering some relief for shoppers. The key driving force is the abundant supply for many important crops, especially wheat and maize. FactSet data says the wheat futures have fallen almost 10% year to date, while maize futures lost about 6%. Futures are slightly higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 253. The NASDAQ gained 169. That's Your Money Now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Brandon Bannister, why the long face?
The girls call me a tech goober. Said I'm getting old.
Oh, sweetie, they're just being teenagers. But? Took some convincing for you to give up that flip phone.
Brandy, that was a long time ago.
Plus, you are a plumber by trade.
Hey, now, plumbing's pretty progressive. I mean, just consider Bannister's pipe repair and rejuvenation.
Relining your broke-down pipes without digging is pretty technologically advanced. I'll give you that.
Technology, it's a wonderful thing. BannisterPlumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your elite Kubota dealer. It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that will make your neighbors extremely envious. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,300 off on the L3302 tractor. That's at Athens Tractor or online at AthensTractor.com. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
KTBB News Time, 6:53, 53 degrees in Tyler, 52 in Longview.
A gag order hearing is scheduled for today in the hush money trial of former President Trump.
Arguments are set to be heard from both prosecutors and defense attorneys for former President Trump in a hearing centered on whether he violated a gag order in the case. Prosecutors say the former president violated the order seven times, and they're urging Judge Juan Merchan to hold him in contempt. Last week, prosecutors outlined social media posts they say broke the order, including one on Truth Social aimed at Michael Cohen, the former president's longtime fixer and key witness in the trial, calling him a serial perjurer. One of the former president's lawyers says his client's comments should be considered political speech and that he was defending himself from Cohen's attacks.
Tanya J. Powers reporting protests continue to break out on college campuses as many call for an end to the Israel-Hamas war.
Police officers getting ready for potentially what is to come once the sun comes up. As we arrived on campus, we saw about 15 students in sleeping bags, not in tents, but in sleeping bags very close to our location. Keep in mind, right behind us is where events unfolded, and those events got violent. The New Haven Police Department says 47 anti-Israel protesters were arrested. The university saying, quote, students who were arrested also will be referred for Yale disciplinary action, which includes a range of sanctions such as reprimand, probation, or suspension.
Todd Pyro reporting alleged Chinese espionage in the European Parliament.
For the third time in 2 days, legal action against suspected Chinese spies in Europe. A man employed in the European Parliament has been arrested in Germany. Identified only as Jan G, local media claim he works for a lawmaker representing the far-right Alternative for Germany party. The suspect is accused of repeatedly passing on parliamentary information to Chinese intelligence. It's also alleged he reported on Chinese dissidents in Germany. Yesterday, three other Germans were arrested on suspicion of spying for China, and two men were charged with doing the same in the UK.
Jonathan Savage reporting the Supreme Court hearing arguments on immigration and the workplace.
A non-citizen's immigration claim will be before the Supreme Court. The man involved has been in Mexico separate from his wife for 9 years, but was denied a visa due to having tattoos that cause suspicion that he was affiliated with the MS-13 gang, which he denies. The court will also hear arguments over claims Starbucks illegally fired pro-union workers. Union reps claim the company interfered with workers in Memphis who tried to unionize. The case could prove as a test for how the conservative-leaning court rules on labor and union-related issues.
Ryan Schmelz reporting from the Original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time, 6:56.
Are you 55 years of age or older, yearning to live in an affordable community with people your age? The key word, community, of people with similar likes and activities. Introducing the new rental community for active independent living persons 55 plus, Creekview Estates of Tyler. An absolutely beautiful 27 private fenced-in acres, walking trails, dog park, scenic pond.
Creekview Estates.
Two-bed, two-bath, single-story townhome rentals, 1,600 square feet under roof of upscale amenities, attached garage, walk-in master shower, stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, handicapped accessibility, energy efficient.
Creekview Estates for independent persons 55 plus.
Introductory rent special of $1,800 per month, yard care included, in this gated, locally owned and managed community close to the Tyler Hospital District. 903-574-3805. 574-3805. Creekview Estates.
Spring is a beautiful but fickle season. One minute it's hot, the next it's chilly again. In conditions like these, the steady reliability of a high-efficient AC system can provide some welcome relief. Hi, this is Dixie with the original Evans Air Conditioning. Let's see what a new high-efficient AC system can do for you this spring and throughout the year. We will help you find a system that's right for you, and with plenty of high-efficiency options, you could start saving on utility bills every month. And best of all, you know with the original Evans Air, it'll be done the right way. That means careful attention to detail and dedication to your satisfaction. Put our number in your cell phone, 903-561-9410, and visit our website at evansair.net. The original Evans Air for a more comfortable, efficient, and enjoyable spring. Ask about rebates up to $1,900 and fantastic financing. The original Evans Air.
Pest control and mosquito control for less than some companies charge just for mosquitoes.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Our deluxe package also includes mosquito treatments starting at $57 per month with discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military.
Unless you live in Alaska, you are at risk for termites. Lane Pest Control offers Centricon termite protection, thorough protection, and peace of mind 24/7. Bundle your Centricon termite program and save.
Every business appreciates word of mouth referrals. We thank our customers with a credit of up to $150 when you refer a new customer to Lane Pest Control.
Tyler, Lindale, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore, and surrounding areas.
Complete pest control services, along with Boracare termite pretreatment for new construction.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler. We deliver protection.
KTBB News Time, 6:59. Good Tuesday morning to you, East Texas. Hope your morning is off to a rockin' start. Melissa, what's coming up?
A boil water notice continues for a portion of Tyler, and those self-checkout lanes are falling out of favor. How about sports?
Well, a really long baseball game, and we'll have the latest NBA playoff action for you as well. How about the weather, Andrew?
We are going to see high temperatures in the upper 70s on our Tuesday under mostly sunny skies. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Salmon.
Thank you, sir. Folks, 52 degrees right now in Longview, 53 degrees in Tyler. Andrew's complete forecast on the way to you just after the top of the hour. We'll have the morning update from Bill O'Reilly, some business news, trivia, and a whole lot more. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 7 o'clock.